The next presentation will be by two people. Okay, first one is Rick Sundstrom. Rick Sundstrom has 3 decades of experience working primarily in Africa, including Botswana, Sudan, Malawi, Ethiopia, and South Africa and Ghana. For 5 years, he was managing director of NGO working in the Southern Africa region on the sustainable use and management of indigenous natural resources for income and environmental conservation. As a director with Save the Children UK, based in Sudan, he led a large multi-donor funded food security program in Darfur and Gaza states. Returning to Canada as East African Program Manager for Canadian Hunger Foundation, and he managed a number of projects, including $12 million CEDA-funded partnership program. Maybe I will introduce the second speaker also, because they will be talking on one topic. And the part of the second speaker is a speaker who is going to speak on the same theme would be Bernardo Olmichael. Okay. Mr. Bernardo is Ethiopian by origin and citizenship. He has 27 years of experience in rural development and security program in Ethiopia. Since 1984, he has served in senior management position with the Ethiopian Ministry of Agriculture at districts of zonal and levels, okay, and federal levels. In his current position as a director of food security coordinator, directorate in the Ministry of Agriculture, he has the responsibility for a number of food security projects, including Government of Ethiopia's $2.2 billion productive food safety network program. And these two speakers are going to speak on government and the food productive safety and network program. Okay, you can have a seat.
One minute and 9 minutes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. It's a real privilege and honor to be here today. I work for AgriTeam Canada, and AgriTeam Canada is implementing a safety net support facility project in Ethiopia. I'd first like, though, to acknowledge a delegation that's visiting from Ethiopia. We have five senior officials from the Ministry of Agriculture. Ato Burhano is one of the five delegations. My other four colleagues are Ato Burhane, who's with the Cooperatives Agency, and at the back there. Ato Tefera is the Director of Natural Resources. Ato Yenis is the Director of Agricultural Extension Services, and Wazro Zertuhun is the Director of Women's Affairs within the Ministry of Agriculture. And they're here on an executive leadership study tour under the auspices of this safety net support facility project. That particular project is funded by DFAT-D, the institution formerly known as CEDA. It's a project that tries to strengthen the capacity of those government institutions that are responsible for food security programs in Ethiopia. And I hope, Dr. Ejemara, the clock won't start until Ato Burhano begins to speak. I just wanted to provide that that background there. Yeah. And maybe before I turn things over to Ato Burhano, who's going to speak about one of the larger components of Ethiopia's food security program, this partnership for food security, the Productive Safety Net Program, I just wanted to share with you an observation that we've had from this safety net support facility project. And that is, you know, all of the conventional work on food security has to do with technical aspects and resource management, you know, land, water management, nutrition, and all of those kind of things. And our particular project focuses on strengthening the capacity of institutions and agencies that are delivering interventions in food security. And our observation after 3 years implementing that project is that focus on strengthening capacity really produces rewards in terms of improving the performance and the results of those food security initiatives. If anybody wants more information about this project and some of the interventions that we've made, I'm happy to share with you. There's also a project website, www.snsfethiopia.org, and we regularly publish our results reports, our progress reports, and other information on the website. So with those few words, the real interesting part of our presentation comes from Ato Burhano, and he's going to speak about the Ethiopia experience in food security, particularly this productive safety net program. So Ato Burhano, may I please